KJAN Sports.
It's time for that look at sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Our sports update is brought to you this morning by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. Well, checking sports, first of all, in the NFL, yesterday the Chiefs seized control of the AFC West lead as Patrick Mahomes threw for a touchdown and ran for another in a 40-9 rout of the second-place Raiders in a game heard here on KJAN yesterday afternoon. Juan Thornhill returned to pick 46 yards for another score to help Kansas City move to 8-4 on the season and push two full games ahead of Oakland. LeSean McCoy and Darwin Thompson also had touchdown runs yesterday for the Chiefs. Elsewhere in the NFL, Miami beat Philadelphia 37-31. Cincinnati finally picked up their first win of the year, 22-6 over the New York Jets. Tennessee beat Indianapolis 31-17. It was Pittsburgh over Cleveland 20-13. Washington beat Carolina 39-21. Green Bay over the New York Giants 31-13. Baltimore knocked off San Francisco in a battle of Titans. 20-17 was the final. Tampa Bay beat Jacksonville 28-11. It was the L.A. Rams over Arizona 34-7. Denver beat the L.A. Chargers 23-20, while Houston beat New England 28-22 in yesterday's action. Also coming up tonight, the Monday night contest has the Vikings on the road out west as they'll battle the Seahawks in a battle of playoff contending teams in the NFC. On college football over the weekend, Bronte Wells returned an interception for a touchdown early in the first quarter. Christian Jagan sealed the game with a pick late in the fourth quarter, and Northern Iowa defeated San Diego 17-3 in the first round of the FCS playoffs Saturday. Jagan went 52 yards the other way with a Reed Sinnott pass attempt, and Trevor Allen scored on a 7-yard run on the next play to seal that defensive battle. The Panthers advance with that victory. Will McIlvain was 13 of 27 for 186 yards for the Panthers as they finished with 268 yards to 213 for the Toreros. For Northern Iowa, the Panthers are now 9-4 on the year. They'll play at 7th-seeded South Dakota State, who's 8-4 next weekend. That's a 1 o'clock kickoff on Saturday. Northern Iowa lost at South Dakota State 2 weeks ago, 38-7. It was a disappointing end to the regular season for Iowa State. The Cyclones were outgained on the ground 231-51 in a 27-17 loss Saturday at Kansas State as the Cyclones finished the regular season with a mark of 7-5.
You know, that became the difference in the game. On a night like tonight where, you know, wind and obviously a lot of factors in the football game, the team that had the ability to be the most physical for the longest was going to win the game, and they certainly were.
That's Iowa State coach Matt Campbell. The Cyclones were 1 of 13 on third downs and committed 8 penalties in losing to K-State for the 11th time in the last 12 games.
I think that's something that, again, it's been the Achilles heel of this team. You know, when we haven't played good football this year, our attention to detail hasn't been great. And, you know, whatever that is, you know, wherever that is, it's the margin for, you know, being good or great, you know, and this team's got to figure that out. And that's something that between now and the bowl game and the bowl game and the obviously in the next season is the foundation of where we got to work.
Yeah, Cyclones, like most, will take a little bit of time off before they get back into preparing for their bowl contest. They'll find out their bowl assignment later on this weekend. Alabama's dropped to number 9 in the Associated Press college football poll, snapping the Crimson Tide's record streak of 68 appearances in the top 5. The Crimson Tide lost to Auburn in a wild Iron Bowl on Saturday to give it 2 regular season losses for the first time since 2010. The 4-spot drop by Alabama broke a string of top 5 appearances that began November 8th of 2015. The top 4 teams in the AP Top 25 are unchanged, with LSU at number 1, followed by Ohio State, Clemson, and Georgia. Utah moved up to number 5, followed by Oklahoma, Florida, Baylor, the Crimson Tide, and then Wisconsin at number 10. Iowa is ranked 18th in this week's poll. Iowa State has fallen out of the top 25 this week. In other college football news, Greg Schiano is returning to Rutgers. Athletic director Pat Hobbs announced Sunday that the university and Schiano reached a contract agreement a week after talks to bring back the 53-year-old former coach fell apart. The contract still has to be approved by the school's Board of Governors. It's scheduled to meet Tuesday to discuss the hiring. Schiano was the coach at Rutgers from 2001 to 2011. The Scarlet Knights went to a bowl game in 6 of Schiano's final 7 seasons coaching at Rutgers. Mississippi has dismissed coach Matt Luke 3 days after his third non-winning season ended with an excruciating rivalry game loss. Ole Miss finished the season 4-8 overall, 2-6 in the SEC, including a 21-20 loss on Thanksgiving to Mississippi State. University of Texas San Antonio has fired coach Frank Wilson after 4 seasons that produced a bowl appearance in year one and diminishing results afterward. Wilson went 19-29 at Texas San Antonio, including 13-19 in Conference USA play. The Roadrunners completed a 4-8 season on Saturday with a loss to Louisiana Tech. Former Auburn quarterback and 1971 Heisman Trophy winner Pat Sullivan has died at the age of 69. Sullivan had been diagnosed with throat cancer in 2003. The College Football Hall of Famer also played 4 NFL seasons with the Falcons. To basketball now, where the fifth-ranked Maryland Terrapins have continued their perfect start by capturing the Orlando Invitational Championship game. Anthony Cowan Jr. scored 22 points, and the Terrapins moved to 7-0 by trouncing Marquette 84-63. Cowan captured tournament MVP honors with 72 points in the 3 games, including a career-best 30 against Temple on Thanksgiving. Darryl Morsell had 17 points and 10 rebounds, while shadowing Marquette star Marcus Howard, who was held to 6 points on 1 of 12 shooting in that contest. Also in top 25 action yesterday, Arizona won the Wooden Legacy Championship game as Dylan Smith and Chase Jeter scored 17 points each in a 73-66 win over Wake Forest. And Justin Moore delivered 25 points off the bench, and Sadiq Bey scored 19 to carry number 22 Villanova past LaSalle 83-72. The Iowa State women took control by outscoring New Orleans 20-8 in the second quarter Sunday in a 71-53 win in Ames. Ashley Jones scored 24 points, and Inez Nezuquah added 21 as the Cyclones improved to 5-1.
You know, I thought Ashley Jones was Ashley Jones. I thought Inez had some good moments. We just seemed to really a little bit out of sync at times, and you know, we tried a different lineup, and we're trying to experiment with a lot of different things. But you know, we lost our focus. You know, I think there's a lot of things that our team needs to learn about, you know, preparation and doing things every play.
That's Iowa State coach Bill Fennelly. Thursday's game at Alabama begins a tough stretch for the Cyclones.
We got through this one, and now you think about at Alabama, Iowa, Wright State, who was an NCAA tournament team last year, a very good UNI team. So we better lace them up really tight.
Also in college basketball news, women's college hoops from yesterday. Drake erased an 11-point deficit as they posted a win over Auburn at the Gulf Coast Showcase in Florida. Sarah Ryan had 22 points, including a pair of free throws to give the Bulldogs the lead for good with 7 seconds left. Maggie Nagard added a career-high 15 points, while Kiara Collier also had 15, and Becca Hittner dropped in 10 for the Bulldogs as they improved to 6-2 on the season. In the NBA yesterday, Miami beat Brooklyn 109-106, Memphis over Minnesota 115-107, Boston beat New York 113-104, Dallas over the LA Lakers 114-100, Detroit beat San Antonio 132-98. It was Oklahoma City over New Orleans 107-104, Orlando beat Golden State 100-96, Toronto over Utah 130-110, the LA Clippers outscored Washington 150-125. In the National Hockey League, Minnesota over Dallas in a shootout, 3-2. Boston 3-1 over Montreal. Edmonton beat Vancouver by a 3-2 final. That's a look at sports this hour, brought to you by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.